Welcome to Sales Talk with nationally recognized sales and customer relationship management consultant, speaker, sales trainer, and author, Russ Lombardo. In the next hour, Russ and his expert guests get down to brass tacks and talk about what's needed today to succeed in sales. Pull up your chair and grab a pencil. You're going to need it. Here's your host, Russ Lombardo.
Hi, welcome to Sales Talk. Thanks for joining us. Sales Talk is brought to you by our sponsor, Front Range Solutions, who are the developers of Goldmine Software. I'm your host, Russ Lombardo of Peak Sales Consulting, and today's show is called Leveraging Technology for Sales Success. Now, our guest today is Keith Carrington. He's the Vice President of Sales and Marketing for Aspire Technologies, and they are the developers of the leading sales quoting software called QuoteWorks. Some of you out there might already have heard of it, and hopefully some of you are even using it. It's an excellent product. Keith has over 10 years of marketing experience within the IT and banking environments. His marketing and sales management experience includes one of the nation's leading banking institutions, as well as he was a senior marketing strategist for one of the top five interactive marketing agencies in the United States. At that location, he architected both traditional and interactive marketing, media, public relations, and branding strategies for major corporations, including Tyco, Sony, Earthlink, even the NBA, which I'm sure had to be a lot of fun. Currently, as the Vice President of Sales and Marketing for Aspire Technologies, Keith manages and develops all direct sales and marketing strategies while also managing the firm's direct sales force. And if that's not enough, he also manages support for his local, global network of value-added resellers. Today, Keith is going to share with us the value of leveraging technology to improve both sales productivity and customer service before, during, and after the sale. Keith, welcome to the show.
Well, thanks for having me, Russ, and congratulations on your show again.
Well, thanks a lot. I appreciate it. Well, this topic is something very near and dear to me. In fact, my new book is called It's called Cyber Selling, Using CRM Technology to Help You Sell. So this show, Leveraging Technology for Sales Success, is something that is very near and dear to me, as I mentioned. But what motivated you to pick this particular topic?
Well, one, like you, it is near and dear to my heart. It's my passion, and it's why I am with Aspire and where I am today. But also, I think when I look at the marketplace, I really see two things that stand out, two factors that stand out for me that are always called to light in whatever I'm doing, whether it be professionally or socially with my family and friends. And they are a new customer focus that's being emphasized within corporate America, as well as a back-end focus on not necessarily doing more with less, but rather on optimizing a firm's investment to maximize the return that they see from it. Russ, as you and many of your listeners are aware, today's marketplace has seen an explosion of competitive growth in almost all industries. As a result, it's becoming more difficult for a company to identify and capitalize on its competitive advantages. As new competitors come in, advantages start getting stripped away, and now we're faced with finding new advantages and new ways to compete successfully. In recent years, sales and marketing professionals have been challenged to pay an increasing attention to the role of shared information, operational linkages, and cooperation as their firms in business markets shift to more closely coupled relationships with their customers. In that, I'd like to give an example. A couple weeks ago, I was at dinner with my wife and some friends who were visiting from out of town. And being in Orlando, we have an unlimited amount of themed dining experiences that we can engage in at any point in time. And while we were at dinner, I was reflecting on our experience and back to when I first moved to Orlando in the late 90s. And at that point in time, the business model really was one where these dining establishments focused on the tourist market. So there was no emphasis to loyalty or to building a relationship with a customer. It was simply offer a unique dining environment, offer a unique menu, they'll come, and then we'll have new patrons to replace them the next night.
Right.
Given different economies, given the different cycles that the economy and the market has been through since that time, and through the explosive growth of new dining establishments trying to capitalize on that lucrative market here in town, many of those restaurants have now shifted to finding value in the local market because my wife and I represent repeat sales.
Right.
We will come back time and again. Whereas before, locals would stay away. Oh, okay, it's a tourist-related attraction or it's a tourist restaurant. We don't really want to go there. And we were at dinner that night, and I pulled out my customer loyalty card to get a discount and the coupon I had just gotten in the mail. And I'm looking at it and realizing this restaurant chain, which has international locations, sends me a coupon on my birthday, on my wife's birthday, on our wedding anniversary, at other times throughout the year, particularly, I noticed, in slow times when it isn't convention season or tourist season here in town, in those 3 other weeks of the year, we usually get coupons to come and visit them when it's slower. And I'm looking at this loyalty card going, they're tracking me, they're offering me a discount, and this is portable. So wherever I go, wherever I travel, if I'm walking into a market where there's a relationship, or a restaurant rather, they're hoping that that relationship I have with them is going to carry through and drive me to their restaurant as opposed to choosing another competitor in a local market. And it's that customer focus that really is causing companies to today realize that sales is no longer just a function of a great sales pitch or a great elevator pitch. There's more to it, and that the customer is demanding more, and that more is being demanded of the company, both from customer as well as that competitive force that I'm talking about. And secondly, as a business executive, I'm continuously challenged to find new and innovative ways to increase my productivity as well as that of my department while containing costs. And it doesn't matter who I talk to or what group I may talk to about cost containment or cost reduction initiatives. There's always somebody who will sit there, roll their eyes, and say, oh, it's just a way for corporate America to increase profits or for your company to increase profits. And while that may very well be true in some cases, I firmly believe that in the majority of cases, it isn't so much about necessarily increasing the profitability or in doing more with less, but rather finding new ways to optimize the investment and to increase the productivity because we cannot always compete on price alone. In many markets, including my own being software, once we start discounting our price or continuously reducing our price to stay ahead and to compete on price alone, there comes a point when we start devaluing our product or our service. By being able to find other ways to more effectively service our customers, to increase our sales productivity, but not necessarily have to discount our prices below any valuable threshold, is certainly far more tangible and far more beneficial for the company than it would be to simply reduce our price and compete on that single factor alone.
Absolutely. I agree.
And, you know, and with that in mind, I would say that business leaders and sales professionals alike, regardless of what stage in your career you may be in, we are all going to be challenged to find new ways to increase our productivity and lower those costs. And the most widely identified way to do this, the most widely accepted approach of late has been what we hear called and what we term in the industry as Salesforce automation. And so that's what I want to talk to you today about.
Great, great. You mentioned some excellent points here, Keith, and one of them about optimizing the investment, and it just brings to mind the frustration I have as a sales consultant, a CRM consultant, is so many businesses realize what you just described, that courtesy card basically that attracts you to come back into business, brings more business, much more business to the business, to that company, and it's a wise investment for them with a wonderful return on investment. But how many companies out there go, oh, I don't want to do that. That's going to cost me money. I got to print these cards up. I have to track it. I have to mail them. It's crazy. So
absolutely.
And being in another hot spot, you're in, I don't know, temperature-wise, but as far as restaurants and competing for mindshare in Orlando, I'm in Las Vegas, so I totally get where you're coming from. But, you know, you mentioned a good point about Salesforce automation. How would you define Salesforce automation, and wouldn't you consider it just another buzzword?
Well, I'll admit and concede the point that Salesforce automation is one of those initiatives that's been applied broadly across sales organizations and organizations as a whole to identify a wide variety of tasks and improvement endeavors that the company may engage in. For our listeners, I would simply define Salesforce automation as the process of integrating technological tools and advances into the business in order to streamline the routine and common tasks of a sales process so that the sales professional can engage the customer faster and with greater results. In other words, what we're talking about is the ability to leverage technology and increase the responsibility load on the sales team in a complex sales environment, and while driving relationship-enhancing sales, all coupled with reducing selling and overhead costs that often present barriers to increased selling activities, as you were talking about. You know, oh, it's too expensive to mail this postcard, or, oh, look at the labor it's going to cost to send this out, or what I often hear from as well is, I'm in the restaurant business. I don't have money to go invest in any technology platform. I don't need it. I just need to produce good food, quality service. Mm. Well, you know, I remember back to my high school days when I was waiting tables. I was handed an apron, a name card that for the first couple of weeks wasn't even my name, a notepad to take my orders on, and five simple rules, and that was take the order quickly, greet everybody with a smile, don't drop any plates in the back, don't spill food on your customer. Oh, and if they stiff you, it's coming out of your check. You
that remember those training. Five things, too. The training must have been well reinforced, huh?
Absolutely.
That last one, you pay for any stiff bills.
Absolutely. As a high school student, you couldn't afford that. But today what we see, in not only in the restaurant industry, but I believe it's analogous to any industry, is we see more training. We see greater responsibility being loaded onto the sales rep and a greater expectation for delivery. And the companies are recognizing that the consumer today, be it a true consumer or be it another business who's buying their products or services, they demand more, they expect more, and we live, frankly, in an on-demand world. So the inability to deliver to your customer timely, relevant communications that are geared to what they need, be it you're getting a quote to them or you're following up on an order or you're updating pricing, or you're able to track that customer and discern them from somebody else because maybe you've got different terms for different levels of customers. All of that is very important, and Salesforce automation takes a lot of those tasks that are otherwise done either in a notebook or with Microsoft Word or Excel and streamlining that process for you so that it is actually easier to do. And while there are some upfront costs, in the long run, as you had alluded to, the cost of mailing a postcard and the $5 discount that's printed on that card are far less than the revenue you're going to realize from that customer who comes walking in the door with that card.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Excellent points, Keith. We are going to take a quick break and pay for some bills here. When we come back, you will find out who will be the next American Idol. Oh, I'm sorry, wrong show. No, you're going to hear more from Keith Harrington about leveraging technology for sales success. All that and more when we return to Sales Talk after this.
You're listening to The Bottom Line in Business Talk. Voice America Business.
Front Range Solutions, the maker of Goldmine, develops award-winning software and solutions used by more than 130,000 companies and over 1.2 million seats worldwide to manage a wide variety of business relationships and provide exceptional service. Our Goldmine product suite is designed to reduce costs, shorten sales cycles, and drive revenue and creates opportunities to win and retain customers at every phase of the customer relationship lifecycle. Created for entire small to medium-sized enterprises or distributed enterprises, Goldmine Corporate Edition enables you to effectively manage every facet of your business relationships. With the Goldmine Corporate Edition, gain a big picture view of activities and sales, automate routine and repetitive tasks, focus on customer relationships, choose from multiple remote access and integration options, proactively manage opportunities and customers' needs. Right now, save 20% when you purchase a minimum of 5 Goldmine Corporate Edition 7.0 licenses. To receive this promotion, mention you heard it on the Voice America Business channel. For more information, call us toll-free at 800-776-7889. That's 800-776-7889. Or visit our website at frontrange.com. Front Range Solutions, creating customers for life. Peak Sales Consulting specializes in customer acquisition and retention by working with any size or type business to develop and implement customer relationship management strategies and sales processes. We help businesses improve sales revenue, reduce sales cycles, generate predictable forecasts, enhance lead flow management, create superior sales metrics, and produce exceptional sales results. Peak Sales Consulting develops and implements CRM strategies, sales processes, sales training, and sales technology such as Goldmine software. anywhere. Having already built, trained, and managed successful sales organizations, Russ Lombardo, president and founder of Peak Sales Consulting, is very familiar with the processes necessary to acquire, retain, train, and develop a world-class sales organization. Russ and his team can help develop your sales organization, along with creating the sales processes and delivering the sales training you will need to succeed in today's challenging environment. This, along with his public speaking services and books on CRM and sales, makes Russ an asset to any business needing help with customer acquisition and retention. To contact Russ, call 702-655-5652 or email russ@peaksalesconsulting.com. For more information, visit our website at www.peaksalesconsulting.com. Peak Sales Consulting, customer acquisition and retention to support and grow your business.
Fresh, dynamic, and totally prepared for continuing business education. Business Talk Radio. Voice America Business at voiceamerica.com.
Welcome back to Sales Talk with Russ Lombardo. If you have a question or comment, dial toll-free 866-472-5790. Now back to the show. Here's Russ.
Welcome back. You're listening to Sales Talk. I'm your host, Russ Lombardo, and today's guest is Keith Carrington, Vice President of Sales and Marketing for Aspire Technologies, who are the makers of QuoteWorks. We are talking about leveraging technology for sales success, and before the break, Keith was talking about what Salesforce automation is, and I was about to ask him a question, which was basically what additional responsibilities are falling onto today's sales professionals that require or necessitate a reliance on technology.
Well, Russ, as I had alluded to just before we took the break, the marketplace is changing, and in such, it's putting pressures both on the company and its sales force. Well, we had talked about the relational shift between the company and the customer and the strengthening of the bond between those. There's also been a reinvention in the sales role that's traditionally existed within most companies and industries. What I have found is that with ever-increasing emphasis on relationship building, sales reps have a responsibility to serve as a consultant to the to their customer and strengthen that buyer-seller relationship through the development of the customer's business or otherwise meet their ongoing needs and achieve customer satisfaction. No longer is it a day of, I'll sell you this widget and we'll move on to the next order that you're ready to place with us. It really is now the responsibility of the sales rep to not only sell that widget, but help that company ensure that it is being used properly and that it will help that company succeed in whatever it is. You know, consider a real estate brokerage, for example. Even 5-10 years ago, realtors would take a listing and they would show prospective buyers to listings and introduce them and manage the sales process. But there was this handoff to the bank to handle the mortgage. There was the inclusion of an attorney or a title company to go ahead and handle the closing. And there really was this distinct segmentation between each of the service providers in that real estate transaction. What we see today is a blurring of those lines and in some cases an actual tearing down of walls between those different service providers, where realtors now either are directly influencing through recommendation who their client will go to for their mortgage and helping them get it, or they're bringing those mortgage services in-house. They're bringing closing services. Realtors now are streamlining the process of ordering inspections and repairs on homes. I remember we were selling a home a couple years ago during a hurricane season. Some damages were done. The minute the realtor found out what the damage was, within 2 days there was a contractor there. Well, I'm still trying to line up a contractor. So there really is, regardless of what industry you're in, you're finding that the sales rep is taking on more hats as they work with the client. You know, and a further evolution, and certainly an understatement for many of our listeners, is that salespersons are expected to know more and respond more quickly to inquiries while processing a greater volume of sales all within a single workday. There's little or no time to waste on processes that slow down one's productivity. Consider the manufacturing rep, for example, who must be able to compare product features and accurate pricing on the fly. You know, as a manufacturing rep, I may walk into a business today to present to them on a product that I'm representing for the manufacturer and have to compare features across the feature line, compare updated pricing. Those prices can change as technology changes. Those products can be changing and new features can be added every day to some of these products, so their capabilities are increased. So the old days of being able to work off of books or off of lists and dated data sheets is gone. Companies really do need to leverage current cutting-edge technologies in order to effectively do their jobs.
Absolutely. It's a whole different world out there in selling, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Sure is.
Well, this evolution that you described for a salesperson's role, is this occurring only with enterprise organizations and large companies?
No. I'll be the first to say that it really covers all levels of a business through whatever maturity stage and whatever size they are. Public, private, small, large, new or mature organizations, all companies at every level are having to take a look at the salesperson's role, and it's being adjusted within. Granted, most of the formal studies and analysis on the changing role of a salesman's focus is seen within a larger firm or within an enterprise organization, from consumer packaged goods and financial services down to energies and chemicals. It really is pervasive across all companies. It's usually the larger ones that have the money to invest in the studies by your large think tanks and your large research organizations, and small businesses don't always have the resources to garner those kind of studies. But the validity is there just as the same. And as markets begin to focus on niche services and complex product offerings, demand for customization and enhanced support will increase. And again, that's going to be expected for everybody who plays in that field, new or old.
Mm-hmm. And one of the things I found, too, with a lot of clients I work with, mine are vary in size as well, the smaller businesses don't seem to be aware of the need for this change. I see that as one big difference. The need is there for sure,
mm-hmm.
but I found that they are typically not as clearly as aware as a mid-sized or larger company is. Would you agree with that? Have you seen that, too, in your field?
I would. I would have to agree with that one, and we do see it all of the time in our field and in the segment that we sell to. Oftentimes, smaller companies, though, may not always be as relatively aware of what they need or that a challenge exists. Best as I can surmise, larger organizations that have much greater and pervasive infrastructure in-house tend to have the resources with which they can study, and they can analyze their sales data, and they can study their operational efficiencies. When you think about the small business owner who is out there, his or her primary role is the growth and sustainability of that business. They're in the trenches day in, day out,
right,
servicing their customers and doing their very best to acquire new customers. They don't always have the luxury of time to be able to step back and take a look at the myriad of things that they need to assess to determine, is my sales process truly healthy or can it be improved? Larger organizations tend to have the ability to do that. Smaller companies, I really think it comes down to a resource
issue
for them. And what's even more important is that this is a scale factor. So for a small business, even an incremental or low-cost technological application can still yield significant improvements and advantages for the small business. And the bottom line here is that as sales roles and responsibilities become more challenging and complex, regardless of what size business you're in, there is a growing need to improve the performance capabilities of your sales team if you want to grow your sales.
Absolutely, absolutely. And I agree, it's really more of a resource issue. They're smaller. They're doing everything from selling to marketing to manufacturing to making coffee. So,
correct.
Yeah, they can't go down the hall to their strategic planning department and say, figure out the market niche we should be in.
Absolutely.
But, Keith, when you speak to improved sales performance, what specific performance aspects are most frequently impacted?
We could, Russ, that's a really good question, because we could produce a week's worth of shows on many performance indicators that could be influenced.
Maybe we should.
Through Salesforce automation. Man, maybe we want to talk about that sometime. But the bottom line at the end of the day is, does the automation initiative improve one's ability in dealing with the customer base and increase or create substantial efficiencies in performing routine sales processes and tasks, such as reporting on outstanding opportunities, updating your pricing, and maintaining accurate customer needs? This driving objective should be identifying and capitalizing on potential efficiencies that enable the sales rep to communicate with the customer and service the sale in a timely and accurate manner. Competitive advantages hinge on the firm's ability to provide accurate, timely information and resources for a customer to make a buying decision. So again, when you look at Salesforce automation, it really comes down to how do we improve their performance in responding to their customers? And is it, one, can they do it timely? And two, can they meet those needs efficiently and effectively? Keeping in mind that we're not only also trying to save the time of our sales staff and reduce the amount of time it takes for our sales process to be executed, but keep in mind that we also have a customer on the other side of the table, and their time is valuable as well. And every time I'm talking with a vendor about a service or a product that I need in-house so that my department can run efficiently or our company can operate, I don't want to have to use a lot of time up in trying to get that sale to happen or get that procurement to occur. So when we talk about saving time, it really is on both sides of the fence. And when we talk about the relationship that needs to be done, then we obviously want to focus on saving that time because it will help garner a better relationship with the customer in the end.
Absolutely. Well, and on the side of the customer, too, the longer it takes you to close that deal or to move it to a final commitment, the more time that you're exposing your prospect to your competitors.
Absolutely.
Which is a very dangerous thing.
It is.
Because, you know, we all have the problem with buyer's remorse sets in. So you want to make sure that they're committed and you move ahead and you start the implementation or delivery or whatever it is quickly so that they don't sit and mull over it going, I don't know, did I make the right decision? Because
mm-hmm.
a lot of people don't realize that the majority of sales decisions are done emotionally. We make all of our decisions emotionally and then justify them with logic and rationalize them after the fact. And knowing that helps a salesperson to realize that what buyer's remorse really is, that someone made a decision emotionally and then you left, and then they start trying to rationalize it. And if they don't have the information that you gave them because they're still waiting on answers, like you just said, then they're going to mull over it and they're going to emotionally detach themselves from that decision. Or, like I mentioned earlier about exposing them more to the competitors, if it takes a week to get back with something to them with something like finalizing the order, you know, a competitor can just walk in the door with the same message. It could be just a little better relationship or something that just gets them to say, you know, I think I'm going to go with the other person, or I'm going to hold off because I want to look at their alternatives. And now you're in a competing environment where you didn't need to, all because it took too long to get back to them with negotiating the contract or processing the order or, you know, just getting back with an answer before they actually sign on the bottom line. So, yeah, timing is critical. And what I want to ask you now, I'm going to move off now because we talked about a lot of the issues and problems and definitions of Salesforce automation and the environment. And this is all excellent. Now I want to get into the technology discussion more.
Sure.
And talk about what the key technologies and applications that fall under Salesforce automation or the Salesforce automation umbrella.
Okay. Well, to start, the most widely recognized component to any Salesforce automation initiative would be a customer relationship management or CRM application, which I know you particularly are very familiar with, Russ. Many of our listeners may not be so familiar with customer relationship management, but they may know it as a contact management system.
Excellent. Well, you know what? Hold that thought, because you just introduced that term CRM and contact management.
Yep.
And I just want to slip in a break again before we elaborate a little bit more on that. So we'll be back shortly, and we'll talk more about the technology aspects that fall under the Salesforce automation umbrella with Keith Carrington from Aspire Technology. We'll be right back.
Business talk is all we do. Voice America Business at voiceamerica.com.
Front Range Solutions, the maker of Goldmine, develops award-winning software and solutions used by more than 130,000 companies and over 1.2 million seats worldwide to manage a wide variety of business relationships and provide exceptional service. Our Goldmine product suite is designed to reduce costs, shorten sales cycles, and drive revenue, and creates opportunities to win and retain customers at every phase of the customer relationship lifecycle. Created for entire small to medium-sized enterprises or distributed enterprises, Enterprises, Goldmine Corporate Edition enables you to effectively manage every facet of your business relationships. With the Goldmine Corporate Edition, gain a big picture view of activities and sales, automate routine and repetitive tasks, focus on customer relationships, choose from multiple remote access and integration options, proactively manage opportunities and customers' needs. Right now, save 20% when you purchase a minimum of 5 Goldmine Corporate Edition 7.0 licenses. To receive this promotion, mention you heard it on the Voice America Business Channel. For more information, call us toll-free at 800-776-7889. That's 800-776-7889. Or visit our website at frontrange.com. Front Range Solutions, creating customers for life. Front Range Solutions, the maker of Goldmine, develops award-winning software and solutions used by more than 130,000 companies and over 1.2 million seats worldwide to manage a wide variety of business relationships and provide exceptional service. Our Goldmine product suite is designed to reduce costs, shorten sales cycles, and drive revenue, and creates opportunities to win and retain customers at every phase of the customer relationship lifecycle. Created for entire small to medium-sized enterprises or distributed enterprises, Goldmine Corporate Edition enables you to effectively manage every facet of your business relationships. With the Goldmine Corporate Edition, gain a big picture view of activities and sales, automate routine and repetitive tasks, focus on customer relationships, choose from multiple remote access and integration options, proactively manage opportunities and customers' needs. Right now, save 20% when you purchase a minimum of 5 Goldmine Corporate Edition 7.0 licenses. To receive this promotion, mention you heard it on the Voice America Business Channel. For more information, call us toll-free at 800-776-7889. That's 800-776-7889. Or visit our website at frontrange.com. Front Range Solutions, creating customers for life.
Business talk is all we do. Voice America Business at voiceamerica.com.
Welcome back to Sales Talk with Russ Lombardo. If you have a question or comment, dial toll-free 866-472-5790. Now back to the show. Here's Russ.
Welcome back. As my recorded robotic friend just said, this is Russ Lombardo, and I'm here with Keith Carrington, Vice President of Sales and Marketing for Aspire Technologies, makers of QuoteWorks, and we are talking today about leveraging technology for sales success. And right before the break, I had asked Keith, what key technologies and applications fall under this umbrella called Salesforce automation? And he came up with the magic word of CRM, customer relationship management. That's like my middle name, Keith. So keep going. Tell me more about what falls under that umbrella.
Okay. CRM, whether you want to refer to it as customer relationship management or contact management systems, are not anything too terribly new. What is new is the pace with which they're evolving into today's robust application platforms. Basically, in a nutshell, a CRM system was originally designed to be the repository for all information relating to your customers and your contacts. So it was recording, you know, their personal information that might be useful in a sale, such as their birthday or their anniversary, as well as how to contact them, what they're looking for, and some basic note fields. Over time, we have seen such CRM systems as Goldmine, Act, or Salesforce.com, just to name a few of them, really grow up into these extensive application fields that not only allow you to track your customers, but you can track specific information relating to their business. You can set up different levels of customers in case you offer different discounts or different pricing tiers to them. You also can track data, and the CRM is a database-driven application that will allow you to collect massive amounts of data on your customers so that you can pull out and report on those as well. The underlying goal for any CRM is intended to help the sales rep manage their leads, track all communications with their customers so there's this ongoing living history between company and their customer. You can schedule your follow-ups and handle time management and planning tasks down to a T. You can automate triggers so that you'll get these automatic reminders when you need to schedule calls, you need to schedule emails. You can even queue up automatic emails that go out in segments. So, for example, as we use, if somebody demos our software, we can trigger it to stay in constant contact with them throughout the sales cycle and the early evaluation stages so that we're staying in front, we're delivering timely, relevant information to the customer, and we're tracking process through the sales cycle. So from a management perspective, we have the ability to see what that pipeline looks like, which helps us better forecast as well. And integrated systems such as quoting solutions, such as QuoteWorks, accounting systems, Peachtree, QuickBooks, Great Plains, and reporting tools comprise additional components of most Salesforce automation endeavors and usually are seen as add-ons to the CRM. It's also important to note that that CRM platform is an integrated application. It will integrate, again, with your accounting software. Many companies will integrate them with their ERP system if you've got an ERP platform that you're operating off of, or with other software. And oftentimes we will see companies, small to large, pay for custom integrations because they may have specific engineering applications or very specific in-house developed software applications that they need the CRM to integrate with. Maybe it's supply chain or inventory management systems as well. And often server and database architecture demands will play into the Salesforce automation. So when we talk about key technologies, we also have to make sure that we are addressing your server and your database architecture so that we can choose the right solution. Because, again, as with anything, no application can be everything to everyone all of the time. So where one product may work for company A, oftentimes company B needs a different solution. And that's the wonderful thing about our marketplace, and particularly in the CRM environment, as well as the add-on environment, because there are a number of solutions. So most companies will be able to find what they are looking for and what they need. It just depends on level of customization that they're going to need. Then on some out of the box is perfect. Others will require automation.
Gotcha. And yeah, you started this the answer about companies that do basic things and then evolve into much broader things. And it's funny how many companies that I talk to that have contacted me and they said they use a CRM system such as Goldmine, mm-hmm. and they've had it for years, 3, 4, sometimes 5, 6 years. And they define it as an expensive Rolodex.
Yep.
They spend all this money on it, and everyone's using it, but they really don't do anything more than logging contact information, and they don't do much more with it. They don't use it for forecasting. They don't use it for marketing campaigns. They don't do any management analytics or metrics, activity reporting. There's so many things they could do with it, and they just need help. So technology for technology's sake really isn't there. It's all about the services and the other things you could do with it, and having people point you in the right direction so you can lay out a roadmap of what you want to do with this.
Absolutely. And, Russ, you know, you bring up a very good point there. Salesforce automation and whatever that initiative is going to look like for our end listeners today, technology for technology's sake should not be the driving force why you purchase. If you're looking for a Rolodex, there are plenty of electronic Rolodexes out there. You don't necessarily want to go down that CRM route. So, you know, my advice to a company is before you race in to choose on the software side or the application side what you need, make sure you understand first what is your sales process. And I really encourage business owners and business leaders within the sales teams to map out and get a thorough understanding of their sales process, as well as their internal support processes, and then identify what is it that needs to be automated, what is it that can be improved within your operational thresholds and within your comfort zone, and then target that alone. Don't try to take this broad shot and say, okay, well, we'll take this and you know, really try to, you know, pound it down into a small feature. They're not doing themselves any benefit by doing that.
Exactly. You can't eat the whole elephant in one sitting, as I always say.
Correct.
You just overwhelm your whole organization by doing that.
That's right.
So would you say then, I think I know the answer to this one, that CRM is a complete solution for automating a company's sales process?
Absolutely not. You know, as we had started to allude to a minute ago, one, take a look at your sales process and find out what you need. But two, keep in mind that no application can be all to everyone all of the time.
Right.
And I'll go back to that. I think I need that as a creed hanging over my desk.
You're not the only one. A lot of people need that.
The reality is that most firms and sales teams require additional software applications and hardware tools to advance their performance beyond the scope of CRM's intended capabilities. And it's not even so much that as it is harnessing the true power of the CRM. You know, as you talked about, a lot of customers and a lot of clients that you talk to use CRM, but they're underutilizing it. And sometimes if you use a the correct add-ons, you can really harness that power and bring it out in ways that may not be immediately available through the CRM, but now call to light exactly what you can do with your CRM, so you're maximizing, again, that opportunity that's sitting in front of you. You know, for example, many companies use quoting software such as ours, which is QuoteWorks, to create accurate and timely quotes while managing their product lines and their product lists and their pricing models. You know, consider, again, we had talked earlier about a manufacturing rep business. Consider a company who reps and sells appliances to home builders. You know, with the real estate market just being abuzz and hot over the last few years, take a look in any city, and wherever our listeners are sitting, I'm sure they can think of at least three home builders in their local community that they could probably name off the top of their head. These home builders will go to these manufacturing rep companies to buy appliances. Well, we have a user who provides that service in a couple of states, and they tell us they've got six manufacturing lines with hundreds upon hundreds of products. Imagine the nightmare to updating those prices or SKU numbers when a manufacturer changes the pricing.
I'd rather not think about it.
Before this, it would be a very manual, tedious process, and then how do you update all the quotes that are outstanding? How do you track that? So that's why we see some add-ons come in, such as QuoteWorks. You know, and yet other companies use reporting tools such as Mastermind or Crystal Reports to report on and analyze customer and sales data so they can get a better picture of what their customers are doing, who are their profitable customers, what's their pipeline look like, and how are they trending. You know, just because sales seem up, is it really up, or is that just the perception? And it gets hard day in, day out when you're running a business to really have your pulse on historically going back a year or two to gauge where are you now. You need that data that the CRM is primed to contain. Now you have to pull out the reports. And we also don't want to forget about our mobile sales reps. You know, who's out in the field actually making business happen for their companies? You know, once we get to field sales reps, we've got to talk about mobile messaging and you know, mobility and remote access. So hence cell phones, PDAs all come in for advanced messaging and communication needs and even remote access. I mean, Goldmine has Goldmine Mobile for your cell phone, and there are other applications and other CRMs that have it for cell phones and PDAs as well. And again, it goes back to that premise of Salesforce automation. How do we leverage technology to improve sales success at all levels of our sales process? And that includes out in the field. So I'd go back, and in the long-winded version of the answer to your question is, while CRM plays a central role, there are other technologies that form a subset of Salesforce automation initiatives that are critical to the overall success, both of the automation initiative as well as sales in general. You don't only want the initiative to go well and your initial return on investment to be there. You don't want to just realize your total cost of ownership, see that paid back, and then say, okay, we're done with it. You've invested in something that will carry you through the future. Might as well leverage that and get as much success from your sales out of that, because if you leverage your technology correctly, you will improve your revenue, you will improve customer acquisition by adding new customers to your bottom line, and ultimately you'll improve your market share or at least stave off some of the new entrant competition and protect your market share, because you're better able and to respond to your customers in a more timely manner. And that goes right back to what you were saying earlier, Russ, about the fact that the longer we wait to close a sale, the more opportunities and the more time we allow our competition to walk in the door and build that better relationship with the customer.
Absolutely. I totally agree. Well, before I get into my next question, I have bad news. We have to take another short break, but it's our last one. And we'll be right back talking to Keith Carrington about leveraging technology for sales success. Stay tuned. Don't go away. We'll be right back after this.
The Bottom Line in Business Talk. Voice America Business.
Front Range Solutions, the maker of Goldmine, develops award-winning software and solutions used by more than 130,000 companies and over 1.2 million seats worldwide to manage a wide variety of business relationships and provide exceptional service. Our Goldmine product suite is designed to reduce costs, shorten sales cycles, and drive revenue, and creates opportunities to win and retain customers at every phase of the customer relationship lifecycle. Created for entire small to medium-sized enterprises or distributed enterprises, Enterprises, Goldmine Corporate Edition enables you to effectively manage every facet of your business relationships. With the Goldmine Corporate Edition, gain a big picture view of activities and sales, automate routine and repetitive tasks, focus on customer relationships, choose from multiple remote access and integration options, proactively manage opportunities and customers' needs. Right now, save 20% when you purchase a minimum of 5 Goldmine Corporate Edition 7.0 licenses. To receive this promotion, mention you heard it on the Voice America Business Channel. For more information, call us toll-free at 800-776-7889. That's 800-776-7889. Or visit our website at frontrange.com. Front Range Solutions, creating customers for life. Peak Sales Consulting specializes in customer acquisition and retention by working with any size or type business to develop and implement customer relationship management strategies and sales processes. We help businesses improve sales revenue, reduce sales cycles, generate predictable forecasts, enhance lead flow management, create superior sales metrics, and produce exceptional sales results. Peak Sales Consulting develops and implements CRM strategies, sales processes, sales training, and sales technology such as Goldmine Software. Having already built, trained, and managed successful sales organizations, Russ Lombardo, president and founder of Peak Sales Consulting, is very familiar with the processes necessary to acquire, retain, train, and develop a world-class sales organization. Russ and his team can help develop your sales organization, along with creating the sales processes and delivering the sales training you will need to succeed in today's challenging environment. This, along with his public speaking services and books on CRM and sales, makes Russ an asset to any business needing help with customer acquisition and retention. To contact Russ, call 702-655-5652 or email russ@peaksalesconsulting.com. For more information, visit our website at www.peaksalesconsulting.com. Peak Sales Consulting, customer acquisition and retention to support and grow your business.
More and more people are starting their day with informative, focused business talk. Top experts. Today's business issues. Voice America Business at voiceamerica.com.
Welcome back to Sales Talk with Russ Lombardo. If you have a question or comment, dial toll-free 866-472-5790. Now back to the show. Here's Russ.
Welcome back to Sales Talk for our last segment, last portion of the show here. I'm Russ Lombardo, and I'm speaking with Keith Carrington, Vice President of Sales and Marketing for Aspire Technologies, who are the makers of QuoteWorks, and we were talking about leveraging technology for sales success. Keith, before the break there, you were talking about CRM and Salesforce automation being not necessarily a complete solution because there are add-ons that are pretty much demand-generated by each company because everyone has a specific need,
correct,
and they all vary, although they're similar in a lot of ways. But I want to ask you now, what limitations are inherent with sales technologies and how can they be mitigated?
Aside from obvious technology limitations of the various products, the deployment of sales technologies in no way ensures that the technologies are going to be used equally by each member of the sales team. And an organization needs to keep that in mind when they're looking at implementing some new technologies. And there really are two factors that affect the success or failure, if I could talk this afternoon, of any implementation, those being the sales technology orientation of the sales rep and the company's cultural attitude towards the Salesforce initiative, automation initiative, rather. For our purposes, Russ, and for our listeners, I would define sales technology orientation as the salesperson's propensity and analytical skills for using the suite of technologies in the execution of their sales roles and all related tasks. How quickly are they going to be able to adopt to the new technology? If we're going from Word and Excel into a full-blown CRM quoting accounting integrated solution, there's obviously going to be a learning curve that's involved there. And if the company doesn't address that learning curve up front with sufficient training, ensuring that there's sufficient technical resources, technical support, online resources if necessary for their sales reps, and they don't ingrain that training and bring that training to the forefront with their sales team, then there certainly will be challenges because sales reps want to do things efficiently. And my experience has always been that what's currently installed is efficient enough. And if you have to slow down to learn something new, you're not making the sales that you would have been making before, so hence you don't want to do it, even if the greater return will be seen once you adopt to that. So you really want to make sure that you can bring your salespeople up to par quickly on utilizing the new technology and addressing that through training. And while no company can fully mitigate the potential limitations of the salesperson's or technology orientation, again, the firm can and should address its cultural attitudes towards the evolution and use of sales technologies. And I'm continuously amazed at the number of firms who engage in an automation project to improve their sales performance, but they fail to support and maintain its consistent usage and pattern for the deployed technologies.
Yeah.
You know, we were talking about this a little earlier. CRMs become nothing more than a Rolodex. And there's no drive at the corporate level to ensure that we're fully utilizing it or that we're enhancing our processes and our back-end reporting to ensure that we're using that. Equally as such, what really annoys me is when a company just takes the lip service approach.
Yeah.
That you need to do more, and we'll give you some technology, but there's never any thought through to ensuring that that becomes the standard process within an organization, or it's use this or go back to the old way, whatever works best for you, because that clearly is not going to work for you. Companies that want to develop a supportive culture, however, can do so with relative ease. You know, management's willingness to support the salesperson by providing the necessary resources we were just talking about will help use the implemented technologies, and that will go a long way to encouraging the use of these systems by the sales force. If it's modeled from above, and if it's expected this is what's going to be used, that will help, as long as you're also coupling it with the training. We should also not lose sight of customer demands. You know, the days past when the well-organized sales pitch and a joke can secure the buy. I can't remember the last time I could walk into a room and you know, my personality, my wit, and a great elevator pitch alone could close a deal.
I don't think that's ever existed. I thought it was just my good looks, you know, but that just doesn't do it. Yeah.
For you, maybe. For me,
No, definitely not. This is why I have a radio show, not a television show. I have a voice. I have a face for radio, as they say.
Well, you know, going back to what we were saying earlier, you know, today's customers want consultation and analysis during the sales process.
Right.
That necessitates the needs for advanced technologies and systems so that we can. You know, one quick example of that, you know, going back to my banking days when I was doing sales and marketing management for a bank's mortgage division, you know, a bank is siloed. You have your mortgage department, you've got your personal lending and your private banking, you've got your commercial banking, but these departments never worked with one another. And investment services or financial planning was a whole other beast that usually was kept, you know, locked away in a closet because of those regulatory concerns. Well, all too often, we kept hearing at the bank that mortgage brokers and loan officers needed to become the trusted advisor of their clients. Because if they're the trusted advisor, when that bank customer wants to come back for a refinance or buy a second home or buy another home, they'll come back to this bank. They won't go to mortgage company down the street.
Right.
Well, the only way to make the loan officer a trusted advisor is to give them access to the technology and the ability to interface with other departments. And luckily, you know, the bank at first was very reluctant to going down that road. We still had disparate systems that didn't talk with one another, and there was no knowledge of other departments. You worked within your silo alone. Once Salesforce automation technologies crossed those silos and in effect broke those silos apart, now loan officers could talk to private banking about structuring a deal that made sense for the long-term health of the customer savings accounts, as well as talking with the investment banker who could talk about their portfolio of managed assets as well and really develop a strong picture. Only then could that loan officer become a trusted financial advisor, and only then could they build the relationship necessary in that competitive market to keep their customers. So,
right.
Again, there is value, but the company as a whole has to embrace it as well.
You got it. Gotcha. Absolutely. Well, listen, in the last couple minutes we have here, in closing, what tips do you have for our listeners who want to evaluate the various software offerings that are available to them today?
Well, Russ, knowing that we've got some limited time, I would say it goes without saying that anybody who wants to look at software offerings needs to evaluate the software application by running a demo version within your environment, if at all possible. You want to know that it's going to work with your data, with your needs. So try to get that trial license key or get the demo version to operate on your own so that you can manipulate it with your configurations and within your environment. You're also going to want to determine immediately if additional software applications or hardware resources will be required. Remember earlier, we were talking about how Salesforce automation initiatives also include server and hardware requirements, you want to make sure that you're addressing those as well as your database needs. Now, I do have a complete evaluation guide. I'll be happy to send it to any of our listeners. All they need to do is email me for a copy of that, or they can go out to our website and get it there as well. If they want to go to the website, it's just quoteworks.com/buy/tips Or better yet, if it's easier for them, just email me. That's Keith, K-E-I-T-H, at quoteworks, which is quoteweworks.com.
Good. Yeah, note quoteworks is W-E-R-K-S. It's a little bit different than what we'd otherwise be familiar with. Well, on that note then, Keith, could you just give us a quick rundown of what QuoteWorks does real quickly, and again, just review your contact information, phone number, and email.
Absolutely. QuoteWorks is one of the leading sales quoting software applications in the marketplace today. We typically address the small and mid-sized market, although we do have installations in large and enterprise organizations. QuoteWorks is an industry-neutral quoting solution that provides sales quoting and estimating capabilities, and it does integrate with all the leading CRM applications that we were talking about today, such as Goldmine, Act, Salesforce.com, SalesLogix. We have a new integration with ConnectWise. It also integrates with accounting features such as QuickBooks and Peachtree, so that it basically streamlines your quoting process and provides that link between CRM and accounting system. And it also includes the product configurator, so you can create your product bundles and you can configure your products. And with one-click synchronization, you can update your pricing. We had talked earlier about the nightmares of updating multiple lines and hundreds of product pricing and SKU numbers. Now, you know, you can do that with a click of a button because of the sync capabilities with QuoteWorks.
Excellent, excellent. Keith, you said your email is keith@quoteworks.com.
Correct.
Give your phone number, please.
Sure. If anybody wants to call me, the number is area code 407-248-1481.
Okay. Excellent job, Keith. I really enjoyed having you here, and I'm sure our listeners enjoyed it equally as much, if not more. Thank you so much for being our guest today.
Well, Russ, thank you for having me on your show.
My pleasure. My pleasure. Next week's show, I want to just give you a little prelude to that. We're going to talk about creating winning proposals and presentations with our guest, Dr. Tom Sant, founder of the Sant Corporation and author of Persuasive Business Proposals. Thanks for listening to Sales Talk, and we will see you next time, folks. Take care.
Thank you for listening to Sales Talk. To contact Russ or for more information, visit www.peaksalesconsulting.com. Tune in next Monday for another advantageous and profitable hour of Sales Talk with Russ Lombardo.